Intro. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to design and mix an SPY style uplifter riser in Ableton Live 12 with a jungle swing feel. This is an intermediate mixing tutorial focused on layering a long, warm orchestral riser with a gated, rhythmic noise element that uses swung timing, so it locks with drum and bass and old school jungle break feel. What you will build by the end, you'll have an 8 to 16 bar uplifter made from 4 main layers, a stacked harmonic pad with a pitched sweep, a noise sweep, an orchestral texture, and a gated jungle swing hiss. You'll set up a mix chain using EQ, saturation, multiband dynamics, reverb and delay sends, and apply groove pool swing to the gated layer, so the riser breathes with jungle timing. You'll also use practical automation, pitch transpose, filter cutoff, send levels and gentle sidechain ducking, so the riser sits strongly in a DNB context. Step-by-step walkthrough. Setup. Start by setting your tempo to 174 BPM. Create an 8-bar MIDI scene. If you want a longer build, make it 16 bars. Create these MIDI tracks. Harmonic pad with wavy double, noise sweep with operator, orchestral or texture layer in simpler or sampler, and a drum rack pad with simpler for the gated hiss. Add a reverb return and a delay return. Plus your master. A. Harmonic pad and wavy double. Insert wavy double and start from an initialized patch. Use two oscillators with basic saws or a banded table. Turn up unison to 2 to 4 voices and detune slightly, around 6 to 12 cents. Map an envelope to pitch for a long sweep. Env2 map to pitch with an amount around plus 24 semitones is a good starting point. Set Env2 so the attack lasts the length of your riser. Keep decay and sustain low. You can choose a global envelope or use MIDI clip automation for the long rise. Add a low-pass filter and automate its cutoff from roughly 600 Hz to fully open across the riser. Use a gentle amount of filter drive. After wave eatable, place EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. Tame any harsh region around 1 to 2 kHz, and to add a slight presence boost between 3 and 6 kHz if needed. Finish with a little saturator. 1 to 3 dB of drive with soft clip will add harmonic weight. B. Noise sweep and operator on the noise sweep track. Load operator and set one oscillator to noise. Turn the internal filter on and set the cutoff low at first. Then automate it to open across the riser. For the pitch rise, you can automate operator's coarse tune or use clip transpose. Aim for a bold climb, between plus 12 and plus 36 semitones depending on your length. Add an auto filter after operator and automate cutoff and resonance for motion. A small amount of saturation and a corrective HP filter under about 150 Hz will keep low end clean. If the noise gets brittle when it opens, use multiband dynamics to tame the top end. C. Orchestral slash texture layer. Drop a long string or orchestral sample into simpler and classic mode. Play a sustained MIDI note across the riser. Either automate simpler transpose slightly for harmonic lift, or use clip transpose for bigger moves. Send this layer heavily to hybrid reverb. Decide pre or post send based on whether you want the reverb pitches to follow the sound. EQ out under 100 to 200 Hz and nudge any muddy mids around 300 to 800 Hz. D. Jungle swing gated hiss. Create a drum rack pad and load a simpler with a white noise or breathy hiss sample. Program an 8-bar MIDI clip of straight 16th notes and duplicate it to span the riser. Open the groove pool and set up a jungle-style swing. You can extract a groove from a swung break or create one by nudging every second 16th later by 20 to 40 milliseconds. In the groove pool, set bass to 1/16, timing around 60 to 70, random, 5 to 12 for humanization, and strength 70 to 90. Apply that groove to the gated hiss clip and commit it if you want to freeze the timing. After the drum rack, add auto filter or a band pass to shape the gated hits, and use the MIDI clip to drive the gating. Keep any sidechain on this part gentle. Risers need movement, not aggressive chopping. E. Glue and sidechain. Group your main riser tracks into a riser group. Insert glue compressor on the group for gentle bus compression. Thresholds and ratios around minus 10 to minus 20 and 2 to 1 to 4 to 1 are a good starting point. If you want sidechain ducking, place a compressor on the group and feed it a kick or click bus. Use a soft attack, moderate release and a ratio that pulls the riser down musically without chopping it. If the top end gets brittle when the noise opens, tame it with multiband dynamics on the high band, 2 to 6 dB of downward compression. F. Stereo image and low-end control. Keep low frequencies stable. Either high-pass each riser layer around 120 to 200 Hz, or use EQ8 in N/S mode to make the low band mono. For width, Increase utility only on the top layers to 110 to 130%, but keep the group width at or slightly below 100% to avoid phase issues. G. Reverb and delay sends create a hybrid reverb return with long decay, 4 to 10 seconds, and set pre-delay to 20 to 60 milliseconds. Dampening will tame harsh highs. Send noise and orchestral layers to this return at around minus 6 to minus 10 dB, and automate sends from about minus 12 up to minus 6 dB in the last few bars so the tail blooms into the drop. Create a ping-pong delay return sync to 1/8 or dotted 1/8 with feedback around 20 to 35% and a low pass on the feedback path to prevent buildup. Final automations and rendering automate pitch transpose across the group or on individual tracks. Smooth rises between plus 12 and plus 36 semitones work well. Automate filter cutoff to open slowly, and consider a final high shelf boost in the last bar for excitement. When the sound is glued, resample or export the group to a single stereo audio file. On that rendered file, add a final glue compressor, surgical EQ notches, and a touch of saturator to make the riser cohesive. Important note on groove: remember, the groove pool swing applied to the gated hiss is the core jungle ingredient. It's what lets the riser breathe with breakbeats and gives you that old-school feel. Common mistakes to avoid: avoid excessive low end in every layer. High pass at 100 to 200 Hz and check in mono. Don't overwiden the low frequencies. This can cause phase cancellation on club systems. Keep sidechain gentle so the riser doesn't pump unnaturally. If you commit a groove, check timing artifacts. Commit only when satisfied, and beware long reverb tails that clash with a drop. Automate or reduce decay as needed. Finally, avoid oversaturating the top end. Use multiband dynamics and EQ to control harshness. Pro tips: render stems of the riser group, so you can process a single stereo file instead of re-editing every layer. Add a small pitch modulation of 5 to 20 cents in the last beat for human wobble. Duplicate the pad and detune duplicates with different saturation flavors for analog warmth. Create a dedicated sweep bus for reverb and delay so you can control tails with one automation lane. If the riser clashes with the brake, try carving a slot in the brake's mids instead of pushing your riser down. Save your custom jungle groove and a riser template for future use. Mini practice exercise: 45 minutes. Build a quick 8-bar riser. Create 4 tracks, wavy double pad, operator noise, simpler orchestral, and drum rack with simpler noise. On wavy double, use 3 unison voices, and map an envelope to give a plus 24 semitone rise over 8 bars. On operator, use noise with an opening low pass and light saturation. Draw straight 16 THs in the drum rack clip. Then set groove pool timing to about 65 and apply the groove for that one hiss. Route noise and orchestral to hybrid reverb, and automate sends from minus 12 to minus 6 in the last 2 bars. Group. Add glue and gentle multiband dynamics, then render the group. Apply a final high shelf boost around 6 kHz and a high pass at 120 Hz. Recap: you've layered a pitched wavy-double pad, an operator noise sweep, a sampled orchestral texture, and a swung-gated noise layer to create an SPY-style uplifter. You used the groove pool to give the gated hiss a jungle timing, mixed with EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, multiband dynamics, utility, hybrid reverb and ping-pong delay, and applied sidechain to keep the riser breathing under the low end. Resample the group for final processing, so you have one cohesive element to place in your arrangement. Extra coach reminders: keep the riser supportive. It should push energy into the drop without stealing the low-mid pocket of the brake. Always check mono and low-end summed. Extract grooves from swung brakes if you want authentic human micro-timing. Use groove non-destructively first and commit only for final resampling. If layers phase cancel, try tiny time nudges or phase inversion to restore weight. Use clip envelopes for reusable pitch and filter moves, and prefer exponential curves for pitch rises to create natural acceleration. Closing: use the practice exercise to lock these steps in. Experiment with pitch ranges, groove strength, and reverb decay until the riser sits perfectly in your mix. That's it. Build, refine, and save your template so your next jungle swing riser is faster to create. Good luck.